In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month of Misra, and Misra is the last month of the Coptic year before the small month, which is the Nisa, which is 5 or 6 days. So the Church arranged the readings in this month to be all related to, like today, the parable of the wicked vine dressers, about how we should be thinking about life, and then we are accountable for something. So today, this parable that the Lord gave to the people is telling us many lessons that we have to take heed to. The first thing that we learn from this parable is that God is the one who planted the vineyard, and He is the owner. God is the owner of any vineyard. رَبِّنَا هُوَ صَاحِبُ الْكَرْمَةِ, whatever this vineyard might be called. We have to understand this, because this will change the way we deal with the blessings that God bestows upon us. For example, the church. The church also is a vineyard planted and owned by the Lord. As he said, St. Paul in the book of Acts, he said, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. So we have to understand this, the church is the vineyard of God. He owned it to himself, he purchased it by his own blood. Why you are saying this and emphasizing on this? Because a lot of problems start to happen when our understanding about what we are doing is in a way distorted. We assume sometimes that the church is ours, or this is Abuna's place, and this is something which is not right. The church is the vineyard that the Lord himself planted. He owned it himself, by purchased it by his own blood. Another thing is marriage. Marriage is not something between me and my wife. Actually, the whole setup of marriage is also a vineyard planted by the Lord. Therefore, as we say, as the Lord is saying in the Gospel of St. Matthew, therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Why we do not allow divorce? Because actually, you did not institute the sacrament. It is God, the one who did. God is the one who made this vineyard, this house, to come together. You are responsible to choose. Yes, I come to the church with someone and say that I want to marry this person. But when you go out from the church, it is totally different thing. Now, God is the one who instituted the sacrament, the one who made you one with your wife. Then it is not up to you to separate or to say that, okay, I regret my decision. You have to understand this very well, because it will shape how we deal with marriage. If I understand that this institution is planted and owned by God, then I will be accountable before Him. Another thing is our children. Sometimes we deal with our children as if they are private property. I own my child. I take decisions on his behalf as far as I'm surviving, I'm living. But he look here, what the Lord is saying about the children. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. They are heritage from the Lord. That's why when we say that no one, for example, can choose like to go and do abortion, you are killing a heritage from the Lord. It is not that you have this person, or you created this person by your own will. It's actually, it was given to you as a heritage from the Lord. Knowing this and understanding this will change the way we handle our children. Our children are not private properties. We do with them whatever we want. We handle them the way we see it fit. They are heritage from the Lord. This means that it's not our. They are not ours. Also, our own bodies. Like someone, when you tell him why you keep on smoking and drinking and doing all of this stuff, he says that this is my own body. I am free to do with it whatever I want. Actually, this is not also right. St. Paul is saying to the people of Corinth, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. We were all bought at a price. In order for us to be the temple of the Holy Spirit, this costed the Lord his own blood. Then it is not up to us to deal in a way which is careless about our own bodies. It's a temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the vineyard of God. He planted you, and He also will request a fruit from you. So this is the first thing that we have to remember about the parable of the wicked vine dressers. All what we handle is a vineyard owned by the Lord. Our church, our marriage, our children, our own bodies, our money, our work, all of these are something given, owned by God. The second lesson that we learn from this parable is that He leased the vineyard to us. We never owned it, and we never will. We will never be the owner of all of these items that we were talking about. If for a second you assume that the money in your pocket is your own stuff, then you are actually misled by the deceiver. It's something given to you. The Lord leased it for you. If we understand this, we will handle the gift with care. If I know that my wife or my husband is somebody who is given to me for a temporary time, and then the Lord will request from me, how did I deal with the vineyard? What did I do with this gift that I was given? Am I going to deal the same way with this gift, or I will feel more careful? If somebody gave to you something and he said to you, I gave this to you for a certain period of time and I will come one day to take it back, you will be very careful. You cannot destroy it or ruin it or make any damage to it, because you know that somebody will come one day and take it back. What about that this person who entrusted you over a gift is God Himself? Where we are going to flee from Him or escape from His face? And what about like all of these gifts that are given to us? Do we handle it with care because we will return it back to the Lord? I really feel very bad when somebody, for any reason, because of whatever purpose in his mind, feel like, I don't want to go to the church. And meanwhile, his children are dependent on him on going to the church. I am denying them the right to grow spiritually, to come to the house of the Lord, to partake of the mysteries, as if I own them. أحيانا الواحد كده لما يظن ان اولاده دول بتوعه ولا الحاجه اللي هو فيها بيتصرف فيها بمزاجه, ممكن مثلا ايه يطلع في دماغي ما اجيش الكنيسه مثلا واقعد كده, مش مهم العيال تيجي الكنيسه, who cares, وايه يعني ولادي اتصرف فيهم. We will be extremely judged because of reckless way of handling a gift that is given to God, from God to us. The third lesson that for us to meditate on the parable of the wicked vine dressers, that he will request the fruits. He did not give you something in order that you enjoy it yourself. He gave you your health to handle it with care and to worship and glorify God with it. He gave you your children to raise them in the fear of the Lord. He gave you your work in order to be able to spend money on your small church that is your house. He gave you your church to take care of, His church, to take care of and make it a place which is preparing people to the eternity. God will come one day and request the fruit. We have to be careful to this, and we have to be attention to it, lest He will come and we wasted His talent, and then only will be left that receiving judgment. The last point is, the owner of the vineyard will come one day to judge the vine dressers. He will sure come, or he will request you to come to him. You cannot escape meeting with the vine dresser, and he will be asking you, what did you do with this and this and this and this? How faithful and honest you handled my gift? How did you handle this gift? The people who are denied, for example, the gift of children, they so much suffer because of this. Why? You would be enjoying having a child, and somebody else is denied this gift. This gift is given to you. You will be responsible for it. You will be asked about what did you do with it. It's not like I was blessed to have children, as if this is something was granted to me because of a preference. I am privileged to the Lord. No. Every gift you were given and somebody else was denied, you will be requested, how did you handle it? What did you do with it? You will give an account about it. In the end of this Coptic year, we have to be very careful with our vineyards. We have to look at it and see where are my vineyards that the Lord entrusted me over? I have to remember that it's all given in lease. Nothing is mine. Everything will be given back to him. He will come requesting fruits, and I have to be very careful lest he might find me without fruits, and then I will receive condemnation and judgment as he did to the wicked vine dressers. We are all requested to be faithful vine dressers. We are all requested to handle what we were given with caution and also with care, because it is not ours. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.